He prowled towards me, with purpose in his gaze. I glanced at the dizzying drop of doom beside me and shifted further from it.
Yeah. It's great, thanks. But I really should be getting back to my lesson.
Don't you want a closer look?
He closed the distance between us once more.
I can see it just fine from here.
Like the view, little Vega?
I looked between the two heirs for any hint that they might be about to back off, but the excitement which danced between them gave me my answer.
I think she needs a closer look.
Yeah. Can't really appreciate it from way back here.
Holy shit on a starfish. My mind whirled with some way out of this, but before I could think of a single thing, Caleb shot towards me, shoving my chest so that I was thrown towards the edge. I fell backwards, a scream escaping me as the sea of razor-sharp rocks winked at me with promises of death. Two hands caught mine before I could tumble to my doom, and my heart leapt as my sneakers scrambled for purchase on the crumbling lip of the ledge. I hung at their mercy, my back to the terrifying drop below.
Pull me up! Pull me up!
They grinned at me with twin smiles of beautiful devils, and I clung to their hands with all of my strength as they held me in limbo.
Solaria has been much better off since the Vegas left the throne to the celestial families. Since our parents took up the throne that yours left cold, our world has been a better place. We don't need you to come back here and claim it for yourselves. We don't want you to.
We didn't ask for this. We don't want it. You can keep your stupid throne and your power.
That's a beautiful offer, sweetheart. But it doesn't change the facts. Your blood right means the throne belongs to you. So long as you prove yourself capable of taking it. And there are enough people who would support your claim to cause a civil war over it.
We don't want it. How can you seriously expect us to rule over a nation we know nothing about? It's insane.
It could have been the dim light in the chamber, but for a moment, I could have sworn that Caleb's features softened a little.
Look, all we want is to learn how to control this magic inside us and get our inheritance. That's it. We grew up with no one and nothing. Before we came here, we weren't even sure if we were going to be able to keep a roof over our heads for the winter. I swear, we have zero interest in claiming any throne or taking your places.
Nah, I say we drop her.
My grip on them tightened with panic, and my magic swirled like a tempest within me. But if I wanted to attempt to use it, I was going to have to release my grip to free my hands, and there was no way in hell I was taking that risk. I began to wonder if they might truly let me fall. No one had seen them take me down here. They could leave and pretend they'd never seen me. Let someone else discover my body dashed to pieces on the rocks below. But I wasn't going to let them rule my fate like that. If there was even the slightest chance that I could get myself out of this, then I was going to do it.